In the former Soviet Republic of Belarus, several opposition figures have disappeared in recent years. The U.S. government says there are credible reports that the Belarus government is involved, that the president or his entourage runs a death squad that killed the men. Two prosecutors in Belarus who made these allegations were granted political asylum in the United States, and the wives of those missing visited Washington to raise awareness about the men. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Ludmila Karpenko's husband was a leading opposition figure in Belarus before he died under mysterious circumstances in April 1999. Soon after his death, several others simply disappeared, and Karpenko says the families left behind live in fear.
Our phones are tapped, we are photographed, and people try to scare us. The phone rings and there is just silence on the line. Sometimes strange men come to our doors at night demanding that we let them in.
And she believes this climate of fear will continue as long as President Alexander Lukashenko runs Belarus, a country of 10 million, on Russia's western flank. Svetlana Zavadskaya's husband was a cameraman for Lukashenko, who fell out of favor with the autocratic Belarus leader. One day in June of last year, Dmitry Zavadsky was on his way to the airport to meet colleagues from Russian television. He never arrived. His wife fears the allegations that Lukashenko's government runs a death squad may be true. It's hard not to believe these allegations, she says, adding the investigators she spoke to all seem too scared to talk. The two Belarus investigators who fled to the United States had been working on her husband's case. They fled, apparently, because they feared for their lives. Kathy Fitzpatrick of the International League for Human Rights says the two had hoped to read other case files to link Zavadsky's disappearance to other disappearances.
When they attempt to get those files of those other people, they were stopped. Their superiors were stopped from taking all of these files, because you would think the reasonable thing to do, gather all these files and see if there's any common threads. But they have never been permitted to put it all together.
There have been other signs the government is trying to cover up this story. At the State Department, spokesman Philip Rieker pointed out that President Lukashenko even blocked an investigation by a former prosecutor general.
He requested that he and his Russian counterpart provide equipment and personnel to conduct a sweep of an area near a cemetery in Minsk, credibly said to be Zavadsky's burial site. And shortly after he made this request, Lukashenko fired him and canceled the request. So that is an indication of the type of reaction we've seen to efforts to investigate this.
Rieker says the State Department is taking seriously the allegations that the government is responsible for the disappearances, and he's again urged Belarus to investigate. All this comes during an election year in the ex-Soviet state, and that may be why this story is coming to light now. Fitzpatrick of the International League for Human Rights says Belarus officials might be emboldened to speak if they think there's a chance Lukashenko might be ousted.
It's also possible, and we've seen this pattern in these countries, that some political forces could be trying to manipulate this information to gain power, because there's this whole process of kompromat, where they use compromising information on their rivals to get ahead in politics and in business. We see this all the time, and we see that the human rights card is sometimes played.
We are seeing, as she says, just some pieces of the puzzle. The United States has little leverage with the Belarus government. Russia, however, does hold sway, having signed a treaty that paves the way for greater economic and political integration with Belarus. And that's why the wives of the disappeared want to see President Bush press the Kremlin to get to the bottom of these disappearances. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.